Hi everybody, I'm Della from The Beauty of Play. We are finishing up our seventh grade year, and I wanted to share what that looks like for my family. I'll share what we planned, what we actually got through, how we changed along the way, and how that influences what we will do next year. In my planning at the beginning of the year, I planned for four different kinds of blocks: history, science, math, and literature. Under history, I included colonial days, the American Revolution, the Constitution, westward expansion, and the Civil War. Under math, I included business math and seventh grade geometry. Under science was biology, so I planned for cellular block, a plant block, and an animal block. And poetry and literature were combined together in my planning. We didn't make it through all of the blocks that I planned for, but I will talk about that at the end. But let's go through what we did accomplish. We started off the year with sixth grade geometry because we didn't get to geometry in sixth grade. This often happens to me, and we'll be doing the same thing for seventh grade this year. Sixth grade geometry is a beautiful block. It is the first time that students get a hold of a straight edge and a compass. So we worked on the progression of roots. We worked on the division of circles and learning constructions. And the culmination of our block was this string project that we had for the King's Crown. Our history block started with the Columbian Exchange. We had studied Native America the entire prior year, and this year we were looking at first contact. So we're looking at the Columbian Exchange, which is a big deal because before this time period, Afro-Eurasia and the Americas were completely separated for the most part. There wasn't any continual exchange. But with Columbus, there became a continual exchange between the two continent masses, and it had an enormous impact with disease, food, ideas, all kinds of things. And we know this from the impact to the Native Americans, but it had an even greater impact than the rest of that. In addition to that, I knew I wanted to spend some time on U.S. geography with the state's borders. So we had several different games and activities that helped us learn a little bit about each of the states and where their locations are. From here, we moved to cellular biology. Our focus on cellular biology was a lot of microscope work and chemistry. Not a lot of chemistry, but there's some chemistry with osmosis and diffusion that are really important to know to understand cellular biology. So we spent some time with those concepts. Cellular biology is completely new to us. So there was a little bit of work with memory recall and games and stuff to help set that foundation for memory. Chemistry is definitely one of my favorites. I love the sciences, but particularly because it has a lot of math, it has color of the rainbows and science all combined in one. We worked with acid bases that give us all the rainbows and also gives us math. we worked on exponents with this block as well. Right in the middle of this block was our first large interruption. This year, we had several interruptions to our year. A year or two ago, my daughter was diagnosed with a rare condition in the ear that requires multiple surgeries. So in October, during the middle of our cellular biology block, was her first surgery. That took some time, not only in the 2 weeks that it took for her to recover from the surgery, but also in pre-op appointments and various other appointments, and then post-op appointments. So we had lots of interruptions during that time with our cellular biology block. From here, we've moved on to early colonies and the American Revolution. I paired our handwork, which was hand spinning this year, with our early colonial days. I had also planned to do hand-dipped candles, which we didn't actually get to this year, but we did spend a bulk of our time on the American Revolutions and read some amazing books during that time. Never Caught, Ona Judd, was a fabulous book, and we also read King George, What Was His Problem, which is a fabulous history book. That author is wonderful. I highly recommend all of his books. At this point, we took a winter break. So we always take a winter break, but this year was a little longer than normal because my mother was passing away. She was still active and alive, but had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so we extended our break to spend some time with her in December. We also came home and baked cookies and did all the things. One of the things that I changed up this year was our advent calendar, our activity advent calendar, which for our older members is already in your subscription, and newer members, it's coming. So look out for it. It's a lot of fun. So in our activity advent calendar, I changed it to better accommodate having teens, and it has been hilarious and so much fun. I am looking forward to doing that again this year. We also lit and launched our annual winter lantern on the solstice, and we baked more cookies. Did I mention that we baked cookies? We had so many cookies. Originally, for our math block that we started out the beginning of this year, I had planned for business math that spends the bulk of the work on percentages, but I shifted and we went to ratios, a block on ratios. I love this block. It uses our Trichet tiles. The tiles are so useful. We've also used them for area, percentages, fractions, in addition to the ratios. We also spent quite a bit of time during this block with perspective drawing. Perspective drawing inherently has ratios in it, and it was a really good combination. So we were doing art almost every day. That was the item that we used from our weekly loop, and the other items were put on hold until after this block was accomplished. Then we moved on to our Constitution block. There was a lot of listening because I was using an audiobook for this block, and so I wanted to have projects to do with our hands while we listened. If you don't know, that's a really good way to enhance our listening abilities, is doing something with our hands. So I chose two models, one of the White House and one of the U.S. Capitol, for us to do. Since there wasn't a high level of educational value to these, because they are general replicas, not very detail-oriented, this project was optional. So she ended up doing the vast majority of the model for the White House, but lost interest, so I ended up doing the vast majority of the Capitol which, by the way, was far harder than the White House. In addition to this, we used a game that's trivia-based, a board game, called the Constitution Game, I believe. And it was really good at giving us facts and helping us to remember and solidify the different ideas within the Constitution. At this point, we started our phenology wheels for the first of spring and our botany block. Spring is fabulous for botany. In Waldorf pedagogy, it's usually divided into two blocks, and it's usually done in the younger years, not seventh grade. I think it's fourth or fifth grade. And you have one block at the beginning of the year in the fall, and then your second block is later on. Spring is a fabulous time to do botany. We've done botany once before in fourth or fifth grade, I think fifth grade, and I wrote a guide for botany that's in my shop. This was a step up from that botany. We reviewed lots of information that we did in that block, and in addition to that, we added a book from, I think it's DK and Smithsonian, but it might be the Natural History Museum, that is the science of plants. And there's another one that we used for our animal block that came later in the year called the Science of Animals. And it really was a wonderful step up. We weren't quite ready for high school biology, where you're looking at very systematic systems and really getting into the weeds with terminologies and concepts and ideas. I wanted something that she really enjoyed, but animals in particular are her passion. She also enjoys plants. So I wanted something that had information that she did not know. And these books were perfect. They had enough of the higher level information and terminology. In addition to that, they also included lots of art, which was a nice review from the Renaissance, from various time periods. And the photographs, of course, were stunning. So it ended up being the perfect addition to the block. We were also using a book called Super Simple Biology. And this is more of what you think of scientific academia. It's not so much Charlotte Mason living style book. It basically has the information, but what it does have is lots of labs and experiments and demonstrations, which are really nice. I wish the instructions were a little better, but they still were really nice. And it has lots of charts and graphs. And at a middle school age, we need to start analyzing charts and graphs, talking about the Y and X axis. And so that provided that information to us. We finished our block with a collage of pressed dried flowers. I had wanted to do this in previous years, but we didn't get to it. So it was a nice culmination of this unit to actually finish that project. And this is where our second interruption happened. My mother passed away this year, and so we had to spend some time to travel to Tennessee for her funeral. And that was the week before spring break. So we ended up with a 2-week break in the middle of our spring semester. From here, we moved into a small 2-week block on literature. We focused on poetry because we love poetry in this house. And I think it's a wonderful way to examine the different literary devices, both in poetry and in prose and other written work. We used Michael Clay Thompson's poetry books for this block as a source book, and we also used Rooted in Language's annotations for this block. So we went over more specifically some of the literary elements to a story, like plot, character, and the plot arc, and literary devices, some of which we were already familiar with, and some of which were completely new. Then we finish with our animal block, which we are at the tail end of now. This is the end of the year, and so we have slipped down. We kind of taper on the ends of our school year. We start out slow and build up, and at the end of the school year, we drop things and slow down. So that's what we're doing here. If you look at the blog post, Thinking About Time in Our Homeschooling, this is our baseline. This is our rhythm of our baseline. We've dropped all of our weekly loop. We've dropped our monthly loop. We're just focusing on the animal block and the daily work. So that looks like input with mostly reading, and then output with main lesson books, illustration and narration, and then we have our daily work of Spanish, math, and language arts. Let's take a look at our progression through our daily work, which includes math, language arts, and foreign language. In math, we were working on getting the foundations down from our earlier math. This includes things like multiplication and division with larger numbers and decimals, looking at percentages, larger, more complex fraction manipulation. In addition to that, we were working on exponents this year and discovering the laws of exponents. It's actually a little early, but they're not too hard when you use the rods. So we worked on the laws of exponents this year. We also did our ratio work, which I talked about in our main lesson block, but we have continued to use that work and we will extend that next year. And we also introduced negative numbers this year and factorials. One thing that I had planned that we didn't get to was work with radicals, and that will happen with our seventh grade geometry block. It will be a nice introduction to radicals with the progression of roots and the diagonal of the square. And then we will move on to practicing the manipulation of radicals in the eighth grade. In language arts this year, particularly for writing, I was looking for more essay work. And so we started the year doing some of that essay work in our history. I feel like history really lends itself to essay work with some of the analysis exercises that you can do, like compare and contrast or change in continuity over time. What I was seeing in some of our essay work was a lack of clear paragraph. So we stepped back in Michael Clay Thompson and reviewed some of the paragraph information from Michael Clay Thompson. What I eventually found was that it wasn't a comprehension issue. Even though the review was helpful to us, it was how much energy I want to expend problem here. Because the essay work is larger and she's used to doing a narration at a time that's one or two paragraphs, she was feeling, I don't know if overwhelmed is the right word, but not feeling like putting the energy forth into a whole essay. And she said to me several times during that time period, why are we doing this all in one time frame? We usually do this like over a course of several days after the material. And I think that was where our hangup was. But still, the paragraph information was really useful from Michael Clay Thompson. It's always good to have review. And it made for great daily work that I used this year to accompany our main lesson blocks and our lessons in language arts. Let's talk about some things that we didn't get to. You'll notice in the beginning with our history, I had planned for 4 to 5 history blocks that would take us through the Civil War. That didn't happen. We made it through 3, which is actually much more reasonable amount of blocks for history, with the Columbian Exchange, with early America and the Constitution. So I am already reassessing in the next few years how we will do history. We probably will move into finishing history in our ninth grade, and we will focus on Western civilization and a few other time periods next year. We also didn't make it through our seventh grade geometry, which is often planned for the end of the year because I just love that block and I save the best for last. But we didn't get to it the same as the year before with sixth grade geometry. So we will probably start our year with seventh grade geometry. Because I didn't finish all of the history blocks, we also didn't finish all of our literature that I wanted in my list of books from the beginning of planning. This is because I pair our literature with our history, and we will eventually get to those books when we get to that history. Taking a look at our full year and doing this kind of review is really helpful for me for putting things into perspective. We had two really large life interruptions, for lack of a better word, that were pretty intense. And the fact that we didn't make it through a few blocks seems quite reasonable under those expectations. Also, going through this list of what we did accomplish is really helpful to seeing what we did, all the work that we were able to do within a year's time. And it helps shift the perspective and propel us into the new year. So that's all from me today. Thank you for watching to the end. As always, if you have any questions, just leave a comment below on this post, or you can reply to any of my emails that I send to you, or there is a contact form in your membership area. I welcome questions, and let me know if you need anything or if you have any questions. And until next time, happy homeschooling.